The Productivity Project, Accomplishing More by Managing Your Time, Attention, and Energy. By Chris Bailey. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Productivity Project, Accomplishing More by Managing Your Time, Attention, and Energy by Chris Bailey is a book about how to become more productive in life. It is based on the author's own experience of taking a year off from his job to focus on productivity. The book is divided into three parts: managing time, managing attention, and managing energy. In the first part, Bailey discusses how to make the most of the time available to you, including how to set goals, prioritize tasks, and use technology to your advantage. He also covers how to create a productive environment and how to use the Pomodoro technique to stay focused. In the second part, Bailey looks at how to manage attention, including how to reduce distractions, practice mindfulness, and use the power of focus. He also covers how to use the Eisenhower Matrix to prioritize tasks and how to use the Zeigarnik effect to stay motivated. Finally, in the third part, Bailey looks at how to manage energy, including how to get enough sleep, exercise, and eat healthy. He also covers how to use the power of rest and how to use the power of rituals to stay productive. Throughout the book, Bailey provides practical advice and tips on how to become more productive in life. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Prioritize your tasks, identify the most important tasks and focus on them first. This will help you to be more productive and efficient with your time. Main idea number 2. Take breaks. Taking regular breaks throughout the day can help to improve your focus and productivity. Main idea number 3. Manage your energy. Managing your energy levels is key to staying productive. This includes getting enough sleep, eating healthy, and exercising regularly. Main idea number 4. Reduce distractions. Eliminating distractions can help you to stay focused and productive. Main idea number 5. Set goals. Setting goals can help to keep you motivated and on track. Main idea number 6. Track your progress. Tracking your progress can help you to stay motivated and on track. Main idea number 7. Use technology. Technology can be used to help you stay organized and productive. Main idea number 8. Delegate tasks. Delegating tasks can help to free up your time and energy. Main idea number 9. Automate tasks. Automating tasks can help to save time and energy. Main idea number 10. Create systems. Creating systems can help to streamline processes and make them more efficient. Main idea number 11. Manage your time. Managing your time can help to ensure that you are productive and efficient. Main idea number 12. Take time to reflect. Taking time to reflect can help to improve your productivity and focus. Main idea number 13. Focus on quality. Focusing on quality rather than quantity can help to improve your productivity. Main idea number 14. Take time to unwind. Taking time to unwind can help to reduce stress and improve your productivity. Main idea number 15. Learn to say no. Learning to say no can help to free up your time and energy. Main idea number 16. Prioritize self-care. Prioritizing self-care can help to improve your productivity and focus. Main idea number 17. Set boundaries. Setting boundaries can help to protect your time and energy. Main idea number 18. Find your flow. Finding your flow can help to improve your productivity and focus. Main idea number 19. Leverage your strengths. Leveraging your strengths can help to improve your productivity. Main idea number 20. Embrace change. Embracing change can help to improve your productivity and focus. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Prioritizing your tasks is an essential part of managing your time, attention, and energy. It helps you to focus on the most important tasks first, so that you can be more productive and efficient with your time. To prioritize your tasks, start by making a list of all the tasks you need to complete. Then, rank them in order of importance. Consider the urgency of the task, the impact it will have on your goals, and the amount of time and energy it will take to complete. Once you have identified the most important tasks, focus on them first. This will help you to stay on track and make the most of your time. When prioritizing your tasks, it is also important to consider the amount of time and energy you have available. If you have limited time and energy, focus on the tasks that will have the most impact on your goals. This will help you to make the most of your time and energy, and ensure that you are working on the tasks that are most important to you. Additionally, it is important to be flexible and adjust your priorities as needed. If something unexpected comes up, you may need to adjust your priorities to accommodate it. Prioritizing your tasks is an important part of managing your time, attention, and energy. It helps you to focus on the most important tasks first, so that you can be more productive and efficient with your time. By taking the time to identify and prioritize your tasks, you can ensure that you are making the most of your time and energy, and working on the tasks that are most important to you. Main idea number 2. Taking regular breaks throughout the day can help to improve your focus and productivity. This is because breaks give your mind and body a chance to rest and recharge, allowing you to come back to your work with renewed energy and focus. Breaks also give you the opportunity to step away from your work and take a few moments to clear your head and refocus your attention. When taking breaks, it's important to make sure that you're taking the right kind of break. Short breaks of 5 to 10 minutes are best for recharging your energy and refocusing your attention. During these breaks, it's important to step away from your work and do something that will help you relax and clear your mind. This could include taking a short walk, listening to music, or doing some light stretching. It's also important to take longer breaks throughout the day. These breaks should be at least 30 minutes long and should involve doing something that is completely unrelated to work. This could include going for a walk, reading a book, or spending time with friends and family. Taking these longer breaks will help to give you a much-needed break from work and will help to keep you energized and focused throughout the day. Main idea number 3. Managing your energy levels is essential for staying productive. When your energy levels are low, it can be difficult to focus and get things done. To ensure that your energy levels remain high, it is important to get enough sleep, eat healthy, and exercise regularly. Getting enough sleep helps to restore your energy levels and can help you stay focused and productive. Eating healthy foods can provide your body with the nutrients it needs to stay energized. Exercise can also help to boost your energy levels and can help to reduce stress. By managing your energy levels, you can ensure that you stay productive and get the most out of your day. The Productivity Project, Accomplishing More by Managing Your Time, Attention, and Energy by Chris Bailey is a great resource for learning how to manage your energy levels. The book provides practical advice on how to get the most out of your day by managing your time, attention, and energy. It also provides tips on how to stay focused and productive, as well as how to reduce stress and increase your energy levels. By following the advice in this book, you can ensure that you stay productive and get the most out of your day. Main idea number 4. Reducing distractions is an important part of staying productive and focused. It can be difficult to stay on task when there are so many things vying for our attention. To reduce distractions, it is important to identify what is distracting you and then take steps to eliminate or minimize it. This could include turning off notifications on your phone or computer, setting aside specific times to check emails, and avoiding multitasking. It is also important to create an environment that is conducive to productivity, such as having a comfortable workspace and limiting noise and clutter. Taking these steps can help you stay focused and productive, allowing you to get more done in less time. In addition to reducing distractions, it is important to be mindful of how you are spending your time and energy. This means being aware of how much time you are spending on tasks and activities, and making sure that you are using your time and energy in the most effective way. This could include setting specific goals and deadlines, breaking down tasks into smaller chunks, and taking regular breaks. By being mindful of how you are spending your time and energy, you can ensure that you are using them in the most productive way possible. Main idea number 5. Setting goals is an important part of staying productive and achieving success. Goals provide direction and focus, and they can help to keep you motivated and on track. When setting goals, it is important to make sure that they are realistic and achievable. It is also important to break down larger goals into smaller, more manageable tasks. This will help to ensure that you are making progress and staying on track. Additionally, setting deadlines for yourself can help to keep you motivated and accountable. Finally, it is important to celebrate your successes and reward yourself for reaching your goals. This will help to keep you motivated and focused on achieving your goals. Main idea number 6. Tracking your progress is an important part of staying motivated and on track. It can help you to identify areas where you need to focus more effort, and it can also help you to celebrate your successes. By tracking your progress, you can see how far you have come and how much you have achieved. This can be a great source of motivation and can help you to stay focused on your goals. Tracking your progress can also help you to identify areas where you need to make changes. By tracking your progress, you can see where you are falling short and what needs to be improved. This can help you to make adjustments and to stay on track. Additionally, tracking your progress can help you to stay organized and to stay on top of your tasks. Overall, tracking your progress is an important part of staying motivated and on track. It can help you to identify areas where you need to focus more effort, and it can also help you to celebrate your successes. By tracking your progress, you can stay organized and on top of your tasks, and you can also make adjustments to ensure that you are staying on track. Main idea number 7. Technology can be a great tool for staying organized and productive. It can help you keep track of tasks, prioritize them, and set reminders for yourself. Technology can also help you stay focused and on task by blocking out distractions and providing you with the tools you need to stay productive. Additionally, technology can help you stay connected with colleagues and team members, allowing you to collaborate and work together more efficiently. Technology can also help you stay organized by providing you with the ability to store and access information quickly and easily. You can use technology to store documents, notes, and other important information in one place, making it easier to find and access when needed. Technology can also help you stay organized by providing you with the ability to set up automated reminders and notifications, so you don't forget important tasks or deadlines. Finally, technology can help you stay productive by providing you with the ability to track your progress and measure your results. You can use technology to track your progress on tasks and projects, and measure your results to see how you're doing. This can help you stay motivated and on track, and can also help you identify areas where you need to improve. Main idea number 8. Delegating tasks is an important part of managing your time, attention, and energy. It allows you to focus on the tasks that are most important to you and your goals, while freeing up your time and energy to focus on those tasks. By delegating tasks to others, you can ensure that the tasks are completed in a timely manner and that they are done correctly. This can help to reduce stress and increase productivity. Additionally, delegating tasks can help to build relationships with others, as it allows you to collaborate and work together to achieve a common goal. When delegating tasks, it is important to be clear about the expectations and the timeline for completion. It is also important to provide feedback and guidance to ensure that the task is completed correctly. Additionally, it is important to ensure that the person you are delegating the task to has the necessary skills and resources to complete the task. Finally, it is important to recognize and reward the person for their efforts in completing the task. Delegating tasks can be a great way to manage your time, attention, and energy. It can help to free up your time and energy to focus on the tasks that are most important to you and your goals. Additionally, it can help to build relationships with others and ensure that tasks are completed in a timely and accurate manner. Main idea number 9. Automating tasks can help to save time and energy by eliminating the need to manually complete repetitive tasks. Automation can be used to streamline processes, reduce errors, and increase efficiency. Automation can be used to automate mundane tasks such as data entry, scheduling, and customer service. Automation can also be used to automate more complex tasks such as analytics, marketing, and customer segmentation. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can also be used to automate processes that require human input, such as customer service, customer segmentation, and analytics. Automation can help to reduce the amount of time and energy spent on mundane tasks, freeing up time and energy for more important tasks. Automation can also help to reduce errors, increase efficiency, and streamline processes. Automation can also help to reduce the amount of time and energy spent on mundane tasks, freeing up time and energy for more important tasks. Automation can also help to reduce errors, increase efficiency, and streamline processes. Automation can also help to reduce the amount of time and energy spent on mundane tasks, freeing up time and energy for more important tasks. Automation can also help to reduce errors, increase efficiency, and streamline processes. Automation can also help to reduce the amount of time and energy spent on mundane tasks, freeing up time and energy for more important tasks. Automation can also help to reduce errors, increase efficiency, and streamline processes. Automation can also help to reduce the amount of time and energy spent on mundane tasks, freeing up time and energy for more important tasks. Automation can also help to reduce errors, increase efficiency, and streamline processes. Automation can also help to reduce the amount of time and energy spent on mundane tasks, freeing up time and energy for more important tasks. Automation can also help to reduce errors, increase efficiency, and streamline processes. Automation can also help to reduce the amount of time and energy spent on mundane tasks, freeing up time and energy for more important tasks. Automation can also help to reduce errors, increase efficiency, and streamline processes. Automation can also help to reduce the amount of time and energy spent on mundane tasks, freeing up time and energy for more important tasks. Automation can also help to reduce errors, increase efficiency, and streamline processes. Automation can also help to reduce the amount of time and energy spent on mundane tasks, freeing up time and energy for more important tasks. Automation can also help to reduce errors, increase efficiency, and streamline processes. Automation can also help to reduce the amount of time and energy spent on mundane tasks, freeing up time and energy for more important tasks. Automation can also help to reduce errors, increase efficiency, and streamline processes. Automation can also help to reduce the amount of time and energy spent on mundane tasks, freeing up time and energy for more important tasks. Automation can also help to reduce errors, increase efficiency, and streamline processes. Automation can also help to reduce the amount of time and energy spent on mundane tasks, freeing up time and energy for more important tasks. Automation can also help to reduce errors, increase efficiency, and streamline processes. Main idea number 10. Creating systems can help to make processes more efficient by reducing the amount of time and energy needed to complete tasks. By creating systems, you can break down complex tasks into smaller, more manageable steps. This allows you to focus on one step at a time, rather than trying to tackle the entire task at once. Additionally, creating systems can help to reduce the amount of time spent on repetitive tasks, as you can create a system that can be used over and over again. This can help to save time and energy, as well as reduce the amount of mistakes made. Creating systems can also help to reduce stress and anxiety, as you can rely on the system to help you complete tasks. This can help to reduce the amount of time spent worrying about how to complete a task, as you can simply follow the steps of the system. Additionally, creating systems can help to increase motivation, as you can see the progress you are making as you complete each step. This can help to keep you motivated and on track to complete the task. Overall, creating systems can help to make processes more efficient and reduce the amount of time and energy needed to complete tasks. By breaking down complex tasks into smaller, more manageable steps, you can focus on one step at a time and reduce the amount of mistakes made. Additionally, creating systems can help to reduce stress and anxiety, as well as increase motivation. Main idea number 11. Time management is an essential skill for anyone looking to be productive and successful. It involves setting goals, prioritizing tasks, and creating a plan to achieve those goals. It also involves being mindful of how you spend your time and making sure that you are using it in the most effective way possible. By managing your time, you can ensure that you are making the most of your day and that you are getting the most out of your efforts. Time management involves setting realistic goals and creating a plan to achieve them. This plan should include a timeline for completing tasks, a list of tasks that need to be completed, and a schedule for when each task should be completed. It is important to be realistic when setting goals and to make sure that you are not setting yourself up for failure. It is also important to be flexible and to adjust your plan as needed. Time management also involves being mindful of how you spend your time. This means being aware of how much time you are spending on each task and making sure that you are not wasting time on activities that are not productive. It also means being aware of how much time you are spending on leisure activities and making sure that you are not neglecting important tasks. Finally, it means being aware of how much time you are spending on social media and other distractions and making sure that you are not letting them take away from your productivity. Managing your time can help to ensure that you are productive and efficient. It can help you to stay focused on your goals and to make sure that you are making the most of your time. By setting realistic goals, creating a plan, and being mindful of how you spend your time, you can ensure that you are getting the most out of your efforts and that you are making the most of your day. Main idea number 12. Taking time to reflect can be an invaluable tool for improving productivity and focus. Reflection allows us to take a step back and assess our current situation, identify areas of improvement, and develop strategies for achieving our goals. It can also help us to gain clarity on our values and priorities, and to make sure that our actions are aligned with them. Reflection can also help us to become more mindful of our thoughts and feelings, and to better understand our motivations and behavior. When we take the time to reflect, we can gain insight into our strengths and weaknesses, and identify areas where we can improve. We can also become more aware of our habits and patterns, and how they are impacting our productivity. Reflection can also help us to become more aware of our emotions and how they are influencing our decisions. Finally, reflection can help us to become more mindful of our environment and the people around us, and to better understand how our actions are impacting them. By taking the time to reflect, we can become more productive and focused, and better equipped to achieve our goals. Reflection can also help us to become more mindful of our thoughts and feelings, and to better understand our motivations and behavior. Finally, reflection can help us to become more aware of our environment and the people around us, and to better understand how our actions are impacting them. Main idea number 13. Focusing on quality rather than quantity is an important part of improving productivity. Quality work is more likely to be successful and have a lasting impact, while quantity work can often be rushed and lack the same level of detail. Quality work also takes more time and effort, but the results are worth it. When you focus on quality, you are more likely to produce work that is of a higher standard and that will be more successful in the long run. Focusing on quality also helps to ensure that you are using your time, attention, and energy in the most effective way. When you focus on quality, you are more likely to be mindful of the tasks you are doing and the time you are spending on them. This helps to ensure that you are not wasting time on tasks that are not necessary or that are not going to have a positive impact. Additionally, focusing on quality helps to ensure that you are not overworking yourself and that you are taking the time to rest and recharge. Finally, focusing on quality can help to improve your confidence and self-esteem. When you produce quality work, you are more likely to feel proud of your accomplishments and to feel good about yourself. This can help to motivate you to continue to strive for excellence and to produce work that is of a higher standard. Main idea number 14. Taking time to unwind is an important part of managing your time, attention, and energy. When we are constantly on the go, it can be difficult to find the time to relax and recharge. However, taking time to unwind can help to reduce stress and improve your productivity. When you take time to unwind, it can help to clear your mind and give you a fresh perspective on the tasks you need to accomplish. It can also help to reduce stress and anxiety, which can lead to improved focus and productivity. Taking time to relax can also help to boost your creativity and give you the energy you need to tackle difficult tasks. There are many ways to unwind, such as taking a walk, listening to music, reading a book, or spending time with friends and family. Whatever activity you choose, make sure it is something that you enjoy and that helps you to relax. Taking time to unwind can help to improve your productivity and make it easier to accomplish your goals. Main idea number 15. Learning to say no is an important skill for anyone looking to maximize their productivity. Saying no to tasks or requests that don't align with your goals or values can help to free up your time and energy for the things that are most important to you. It can also help to reduce stress and anxiety, as you won't be taking on more than you can handle. Saying no can be difficult, but it's an important skill to learn. Start by setting boundaries for yourself and being honest about what you can and can't do. Be clear and direct when saying no, and don't feel guilty about it. With practice, you'll be able to say no more confidently and effectively. When it comes to managing your time, attention, and energy, learning to say no is an essential skill. It can help you to focus on the tasks that are most important to you, and to avoid taking on too much. It can also help to reduce stress and anxiety, as you won't be taking on more than you can handle. Start by setting boundaries for yourself and being honest about what you can and can't do. Be clear and direct when saying no, and don't feel guilty about it. With practice, you'll be able to say no more confidently and effectively. Main idea number 16. Self-care is an important part of productivity. When we prioritize our own well-being, we are better able to focus on our tasks and be more productive. Self-care can include anything from getting enough sleep, to eating healthy, to taking breaks throughout the day. It can also include activities like exercise, meditation, and spending time with friends and family. All of these activities help to reduce stress and improve our overall mental and physical health. When we prioritize self-care, we are better able to focus on our tasks and be more productive. We are better able to manage our time, attention, and energy, and make the most of our day. Self-care can also help us to stay motivated and energized, and to stay on track with our goals. Taking the time to prioritize self-care can help us to be more productive and successful in the long run. Self-care is an important part of productivity, and it should be a priority in our lives. Taking the time to prioritize self-care can help us to be more productive and successful in the long run. It can help us to manage our time, attention, and energy, and make the most of our day. Self-care can also help us to stay motivated and energized, and to stay on track with our goals. So, make sure to prioritize self-care and make it a part of your daily routine. Main idea number 17. Setting boundaries is an important part of managing your time, attention, and energy. It can help you to protect your time and energy from being taken up by activities or people that don't align with your goals and values. Boundaries can also help you to stay focused on the tasks that are most important to you. For example, You might set a boundary to not check your email until after you have completed a certain task, or to not take on any new projects until you have finished the ones you already have. Setting boundaries can also help you to say no to requests that don't align with your goals and values, and to prioritize the activities that are most important to you. Boundaries can also help you to create a healthy work-life balance. For example, you might set a boundary to not work after a certain time each day, or to not check your work emails on the weekends. This can help you to make sure that you are taking time to rest and recharge, and to focus on activities outside of work that are important to you. Setting boundaries can also help you to create a sense of balance and control in your life, and to make sure that you are taking care of yourself. Main idea number 18. Finding your flow is an important part of improving your productivity and focus. It is the state of being completely immersed in an activity, where you are so focused that you lose track of time and become one with the task at hand. When you are in this state, you are able to work more efficiently and effectively, and you are more likely to produce higher quality work. To find your flow, you need to identify activities that you enjoy and that challenge you. Once you have identified these activities, you need to set aside time to focus on them and eliminate any distractions. This could mean turning off your phone, closing your email, or even taking a break from social media. Once you have created a distraction-free environment, you can focus on the task at hand and find your flow. Finding your flow can also help to improve your creativity. When you are in a state of flow, your mind is free to explore new ideas and think outside the box. This can lead to more creative solutions to problems and can help you to come up with innovative ideas. Additionally, when you are in a state of flow, you are more likely to be motivated and inspired to continue working on the task. This can help you to stay focused and productive for longer periods of time. Overall, finding your flow is an important part of improving your productivity and focus. It can help you to work more efficiently and effectively, and it can also help to boost your creativity. To find your flow, you need to identify activities that you enjoy and that challenge you, and then set aside time to focus on them without any distractions. Once you have done this, you can start to reap the benefits of finding your flow. Main idea number 19. Leveraging your strengths is an important part of becoming more productive. By focusing on the areas where you excel, you can maximize your potential and make the most of your time, attention, and energy. When you identify and focus on your strengths, you can use them to your advantage to become more productive. For example, if you are a great communicator, you can use this strength to collaborate more effectively with colleagues and clients. If you are a creative thinker, you can use this strength to come up with innovative solutions to problems. By leveraging your strengths, you can become more productive and accomplish more. In addition to leveraging your strengths, it is also important to identify and address any weaknesses that may be holding you back. By recognizing and addressing any areas of weakness, you can become more productive and efficient. For example, if you are not a great public speaker, you can take steps to improve your public speaking skills. By doing so, you can become more confident and effective when speaking in front of an audience. By recognizing and addressing any weaknesses, you can become more productive and accomplish more. Main idea number 20. Embracing change is an important part of staying productive and focused. Change can be difficult to accept, but it is essential for growth and progress. When we embrace change, we open ourselves up to new opportunities and experiences. We become more flexible and adaptable, which can help us to better manage our time, attention, and energy. When we embrace change, we can become more creative and innovative. We can think outside the box and come up with new solutions to old problems. We can also become more resilient and better able to handle difficult situations. By embracing change, we can become more productive and focused, and ultimately achieve more. Embracing change can also help us to stay motivated and inspired. When we accept change, we can look at it as an opportunity to learn and grow. We can use it as a chance to challenge ourselves and push our boundaries. By embracing change, we can stay motivated and inspired to keep working towards our goals. Embracing change can be difficult, but it is essential for growth and progress. By accepting change, we can become more productive and focused, and ultimately achieve more. We can become more creative and innovative, and stay motivated and inspired. Embracing change can help us to better manage our time, attention, and energy, and ultimately lead to greater success. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.